gave up the fast lane for Blacktop County Road. Just burn out on all that talk, nothing but a load. Traded for Songbird, bigger piece of sky. But I miss the good old days, I can't imagine why. Still I get restless, I'm driving to town. I cruise once down Main Street, turn back around. It's crazy, but God knows I don't act my age. Like an old desperado who paints a town beige. Down along the river, past the swimming hole, you can find your peace of mind, just a fishing pole. You can walk the river for miles and miles on end. Never stop believing in that dream around the bend. Still I get restless, driving to town. Watch the world through a windshield, so it all comes unwound. Crazy, but God knows I don't act my age, like an old desperado who paints a town beige. And deep down in the winter, time slows to a crawl. There's really nothing much to do till the first spring thaw. It's then I get to thinking I must have gone insane. Memories roll through my mind like a long, slow railroad train. Still I get restless, driving in town. Radio playing, my window rolled down. It's crazy, but God knows I don't act my age, like those old desperados who paint the town beige. I gave up the fast lane.
Thank you.
You know, back when we were in school together, I could rely on Robert for all kinds of different advice, you know, especially when it came to romantic advice. I'd always go to Robert and seek his opinion. If I had been smart, I would always have, gone by his opinion. There was a girl that I was interested in, I was far more interested in her than she was in me. And Robert said, just don't. And I should have listened to him, but because Robert could see the future and I couldn't, it was the problem. So I asked this girl out to dinner, and I could tell things weren't going great. So I thought at one point, well, maybe if I pay her a compliment, it would help me out. And so I just kind of scanned her. To see what I might or what I might compliment. I was being very careful as I scanned to stay away from her, you know, breasts. Because girls can always tell when you're just looking at them. You know, it's you try to, you know, but no, it doesn't work. They know. And so I noticed she's wearing a little gold ring on her non-wedding finger, which was a good sign. And I said something like, "Well, that sure is a pretty ring." And she lit up. I could tell I had done something good. And she started telling me a story about her grandmother, who she loved dearly and who had recently passed away. And I was trying to keep up with the conversation to seem engaged because I was trying to get somewhere, you know. And I said, "Oh, so your grandmother left you a ring?" And she said, "No, not exactly." And she said, "My grandmother left me a gold tooth that had been part of her dental work." And she said, "And I had the tooth melted down and made into this ring." And she held it up way too close to my face. But that was the best moment of the whole evening, because suddenly I was far less worried about making a good impression on this girl.